Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Let's get somebody hooked up with $1,000. Come on!
Come on!
Scott Capurro has joined us here in the studio.
A.K.A.
Paris Bracelet.
Paris.
Hello. Hello, Paris. Hey, I would love to have offered you an egg bagel, but someone, in quotes, horked them all.
Bryn, so you ate all the bagels?
Why are
you
hungry?
Well,
hungry.
Well, because you're a hungry boy.
He did eat the most.
I am a hungry boy, but I didn't eat. Well, I mean, I did eat the most.
Sarah told me there were bagels. I went, they're all gone.
No, there's plenty of bagels.
There's plenty of bagels.
Not the
there,
bagel
Scott.
Sandwiches.
Oh.
There's 20
you
bagels.
You make you a bagel?
There.
You eat all the fillings.
Oh, make them a bagel. What do you like? Do you like sesame?
I like it sesame toasted with
can't
peanut butter.
I can't toast
and
it.
And we don't have peanut butter.
Wait, this is, isn't this...
You can have raw bagels with
cream cheese,
and that's all we have to offer you. And that's courtesy of our studio audience.
Oh, thank you, studio audience. You know, they were lovely girls. She has a great, beautiful wellies on. She's wearing the best boots for this weather in the world.
Well, yes.
Yeah, she's great.
What did you call them?
Wellies. Wellingtons or Wellingtons. You call them wellies. Rubber boots.
Do you have a pair?
In Britain, when I'm visiting on vacation, I have a pair there.
Oh,
everyone
all right.
does. Gets very wet.
Wellies.
They're good for the wet.
Yeah, they're good for the wet.
Good for Marin because it gets very rainy over there sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a pair of boots by my back door. They're not wellies. They're topsiders.
What
color
are they?
Just
they're blue.
High top Crocs.
They're not. Yeah, I do have Crocs, but then the Croc has all the air vent holes in it, and so your foot does wind up getting wet if it's raining.
Yeah, your toes get moldy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't want moldy toes.
Yeah, what's that?
So Scott is here with us because we are going to be doing a movie review in a couple minutes, so let's squeeze in some texts here.
Oh, my God, I have no time left.
I know.
All right,
well,
Jesus. All right, fine, start.
All right, good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. Let's start.
No, I mean, if you
I got to talk about
time.
Pacific Rim, too.
Casual around here.
It's really important.
You're going to start with that?
It is cash. Oh, do you have a Scott thingy ready?
Yeah, it's...
I better be good, Bryn.
Ish.
It's early. Don't it's early. You're not supposed to do that.
Oh. Yay. Yay, all right. It sounds ironic when you
the
say
the best comedian...
In the world.
Was that Vaughn's? Was that Vaughn's voice?
No, that's yeah,
Bryn.
Oh,
Bryn. Please,
wow, Bryn. You really
that's
put
the
it
ninja
up there.
Of the
really
show.
Put it up. That's great. Wow, nice, nice.
He's
Bryn.
So talented.
In the world,
that's why he's so hungry. All the talent.
In the world, your friend Rudy did great the other night. By the way,
oh, what'd you say?
Rudy did great on Tuesday.
Oh, yes, this was your stand-up show, but also your chat show.
Yes.
You kept him?
And he closed, and we chatted for about 10 minutes. He was great. Really funny. Really, really funny.
Is he at your level?
You know, he's eager and trying to please.
What about, so was Case, did Casey, like,
great.
Knife threaten you, though, because you moved him?
No, he went on third, and he loved it. He ripped it. I mean, everyone had the same time on stage, and some people had to leave early.
Yeah,
so
but
just...
Casey's known you all these years, and you just moved Rudy right up in front of him?
Well, I just thought, you know, Rudy plays that room a lot, and he knows how to do it.
Does he play that room a lot?
I think he does the punchline. He's there a lot. He's at the punch a lot, I think, Rudy is, isn't he?
I'm going to say no.
Oh, right.
Not a lot.
he seemed very relaxed on that stage. Everyone did well. And
do you give a pep talk to the comedians before they go on or anything?
No, I leave what? It's a good gig.
I feel
gig.
Bad for Casey.
Really? You like him?
Well, you said he was going to close.
I know, I changed my mind.
And then
last
you
minute.
Moved him.
Well,
that's called getting bumped.
I think the third spot is the best, actually. It's the safest in the show.
Unless Rudy was here and then the fourth spot's the best.
Right.
No, I think closing a show is a big responsibility. I think it is. But going on right before.
So Casey can't handle it.
I wanted him to be. I pampered him, actually, by putting him on third. That's the spot I'd want. That's what I thought. Which spot would I want?
Really?
The show?
That's the spot you'd want?
I don't
want
to close.
That's the spot that limits your time. The final spot is the one where you can talk all night long until everyone's dead.
No, we were each timed. I did 20 minutes exactly at the beginning, and we each timed 12 minutes each, and then 7 minutes chat.
Do you see yourself working with Rudy again in the near future?
Love to. I'd be honored.
All right, everyone. It's time for the movie reviews. I'd like to dedicate today's movie review to
dedicate.
My mom. It's her birthday
today.
Birthday.
We were
supposed to dedicate the whole show to Zara.
I know you. I didn't want to remind you. Yeah, you forgot.
Oh,
it's my favorite
me.
Clothing line. She's the best.
She is the best. Happy birthday, Mom. I love you so much.
Aww.
I love your jackets.
I posted a...
What?
It's a brand. Zara.
Zara? Oh, brand. I don't know about that.
I posted a throwback Thursday.
Welly, Zara, who knew?
Whatever.
Paul
Before
Jones.
We get to the big movie review, I just want to tell you about Pacific Rim 2.
All right.
Scott was supposed to be there, but he double-booked himself.
I had a show with him.
All right. John Boyega, Charlie Day, and Scott Eastwood. So this film takes place after the first Pacific Rim left off, and the monsters from the other dimension return in an evil way and are even more powerful. Just a couple things. If you like Transformers, this is the movie for you. If you like Power Rangers, it's very loud, terrible script, very predictable. Let me just say one thing about Scott Eastwood. He's the co-star of this film. Very handsome young man, but as an actor, yikes, not that good. You know, there's something to be said about nepotism. I'm sure the guy is a wonderful human being in real life, but oh my God, his acting is the worst.
Well, and I would think that a big action flick like that, like
you wouldn't even notice.
Right, it would be easily forgiven.
But. Yeah. You know,
any close ups on
one.
His face where he's trying to show emotion? And,
oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
A lot of those.
Oh, so it's worth seeing just to see Clint Eastwood's kid. Fail at acting.
Yeah.
John Boyega is the saving grace for the film. It's far inferior than the first Pacific Rim.
And the first one, not that great.
The first one was so good.
Nah, it was
Idris
good.
Elba.
I barely.
Jax.
It's all right.
I remember Jax.
He's
that's
his boyfriend.
I don't remember even Idris Elba being in it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to give it one Persian rug.
Don't bother.
All right, one and a half.
That's still not great.
All right, beautiful. Here is your review of Isle of Dogs. Stars the voices of Bryan Cranston, Ed Norton, Bill Murray, Usette's favorite actor of all time, Jeff Goldblum, and Scarlett Johansson. Mm. So this animated film takes place in Japan, where the mayor of the country wants to ban all dogs because he hates dogs. He wants to put them on this isolated island. So the mayor has this nephew who has a dog he loves, and he goes on a quest in search of his dog that's been taken to this island, who he loves. Mm. All right, Scott, let's start with the most obvious question. Oh, do you have to love dogs to enjoy this film? Is this movie for dog lovers only?
I think it's for cat lovers as well, but I think... It is, right? Because the cats kind of come out on top.
Yeah, the cats are the bad guys in this film.
They're so evil. They just stare at the camera and the shots with all the leaders because you have to get a cat once the dogs are all gone. And they're looking at the camera like, look what we've done. Wagging their little tail. It's like, we win. It was great. No, I think if you like anime and you like comedy, it was very, very funny, very smart.
So at least a quarter of this film is in Japanese with no subtitles. Mm. Oh. Did you find this to be a problem or did it work in a very odd way?
I think... The most obvious explanation is that we only hear the dogs speaking mostly in English because, you know, dogs don't really understand
Japanese.
Humans. So that's why we're not meant to understand what's going on when humans talk. So
the dogs don't get it. It's a surprise to them that they all wind up on this island.
Yeah, yeah. And they kind of understand what's going on around them. But when the humans talk, they're like, uh-huh, right. Anyways. And so you're on the side of the dogs the whole time. Mm-hmm. You're hearing the dog's narrative the whole time. You're not really involved with human beings, you know, which is great.
Even the little kid only speaks Japanese?
Yeah.
Yes. At most, he says a few English words, doesn't he?
Well,
mostly
like biscuit. Right. But here's the thing. The dogs like have this conversation with each other where they're like, man, this kid looks really fired up. Too bad none of us understand him.
Yeah, yeah. And they gossip a lot, the dogs. Have you heard about this and heard about that? So it's a lot of... A lot of great moments with the dogs where it's very intimate and personal, where they're just hanging out, just chatting and stuff. I think the human speak would get in the way of all that, and you lose contact with the lead
actors. Is this a metaphor for something else? Like a deportation thing? Or
a little bit, yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But also, I thought that it's a metaphor for... like, how much does language and that's yelling at one another help? Like, we can't understand what the humans are saying, but we can see what they're doing because they're so violent and loud and abusive.
Right.
Whereas the dogs are just sort of... trying to communicate with them and not really getting through to them.
So
it's good.
So this is an animated film, and Scott, you don't have any kids. I don't have any kids. But, you know, when kids see animated film, they're like, oh, I got to see this. Is this movie for kids or is it for adults?
I think it's for everybody. I do. I think kids would like it.
And what's it rated?
PG.
Oh.
And you can bring your dog Or you could that night, right? People had their dogs in the audience.
Well, no, so you could only do it. That was a very special. You saw the New York Times was there. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You were
photographed my husband. I know.
They grabbed Edson. They go, Edson, will you be in the New York Times? And Scott's sitting right there, and they grab Edson.
And Edson said, Kapoor, what's the New York Times? I'm like, honey, it's a publication. On your way.
Ooman was in the newspaper with his picture.
Yeah.
You could have been there had you have
showed up on time.
Yeah. The parking is a disaster around there.
It's tough around there.
Really tough.
Scott's a busy
Where was it?
It's the Roxy.
The Roxy.
Oh, so really? The Roxy is this amazing, incredible movie theater that isn't controlled by the big corporations, that shows all the indie films, and I don't know, it's an important movie theater. It's probably the most important movie theater in the Bay Area.
In the world.
You showed Olive there, didn't you?
I did,
That's the last time I was there.
Yeah, it's
a nice theater.
It is a very important theater.
All right.
All of the world.
It is, just because of what it does. Like, there's so many, there are great high-end movie theaters that are just so exclusive. If you're not at a certain level, you just can't be there. But the Roxy's like, you know what? We love everyone. And we're going to let your dog come and watch the film, too.
So we'll take whatever you got. Just bring it.
All right, let's talk about Wes Anderson. Wes Anderson has made a lot of films. Is The Isle of Dogs better than Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou?
Well, they're very different.
Well, yes, but is it better, yes or no?
I liked it more. I enjoyed it more.
Okay,
I liked Life Aquatic, but I thought it slowed down the
Is
middle.
Isle of Dogs better than Royal Tannenbaums?
I really like that movie a lot.
Okay, well, which one?
Equal. I'd say they're equal.
I say Isle of Dogs is better than Royal Tannenbaums.
Wow, look at you.
Isle of Dogs better than Grand Budapest Hotel?
I love that movie.
I love that movie, too.
Yeah. But they're both so clever, and they both turn corners so quickly.
Well, which one? No more equals.
Why do we have
to
rate his movies?
What about
Moonrise Kingdom?
He hasn't seen Moonrise
Kingdom. It's better than that.
Oh, God,
yeah,
no.
I read about
that
it.
Is so Rich,
should I see that?
Oh,
all right, I'll see it.
He read about it. Anyway, back to Grand Budapest.
You would love
Let him just rank it and do this little game.
I would
play a little game.
Yeah, no, I liked it more than everything he's ever done before.
Oh, hold on. Don't do the blanket statement.
We
had to talk about this before this.
Don't jump the gun.
Don't off script.
And is Isle of Dogs Wes Anderson movie better than Rushmore?
No, Rushmore's the best
movie he's ever
made.
Rushmore's the best one.
Yes, exactly.
Rushmore is his best movie. Mm-hmm. He peaked early.
Yeah, he did.
I think Isle of Dogs is number two on that list.
I'd go along with that, Human. Yeah, I would.
Scott, you turned to me at the end and you said, Human, I really like this film. Why?
Because I had a great time. It was a roller coaster, right? I felt really excited at the end, like energized. I want to see if you felt the same.
I did. I thought it was so witty. I mean, there were some moments that were so smart. These dogs were so smart. I was just like, wow, that was a really smart line.
I thought it was a bit odd that all the evil characters were Japanese. I thought that was a bit odd.
Yeah,
and the good character was a foreign exchange student from the U.S. who saved the world. I thought that was a bit weird, but but whatever, right? That's their story.
Spoiler alert.
Well, I'll say this. I was going to mention this in Pacific Rim too, but since you brought it up, lately Japan has been the bad guy. So in Tomb Raider, the Chinese are helping the Americans, but the evil princess is on this island of Japan, and to get this evil princess, you got to destroy this little island in Japan, and then in Pacific Rim too. The monsters go to Japan, and to stop the monsters, you got to destroy Mount Fuji in Japan. Uh-huh. And now, once again, the Japanese are the bad guys again. I don't know why that's a trend all of a sudden.
I think it's because they're doing well. We're all a bit jealous, maybe.
Of Japan?
Yeah, they're doing really good.
Oh, I just thought because the Chinese hate the Japanese, but maybe.
Do they?
Maybe it
they
could
do.
Be because of that.
Oh, right.
They hate each other.
All right. Why can't we just love?
Anyway, the movie's incredibly witty. Sum it all up, let me just say this. I'm not a huge dog person. I don't know if you know that or not.
We do.
But
we
I
know that.
Found this film.
Hater!
Don't say it like that.
I'm with you, baby.
Please.
How can you not like
Who's
dogs?
Who's going to the SPCA 150 gala besides me?
But they're the best. They're so sweet and cuddly. And
all right. Anyway, I'd like to say the sum it all up part uninterrupted.
Care about being photographed on the red carpet?
Yeah. Get him. Anyway,
you're a dog hoe.
I'd like to hold a dog if there's a camera around.
Say the sum it all apart. Can I say the sum it all apart? Uninterrupted. Sum it all up. Let me just say this. I'm not a huge dog person, but I found this film incredibly charming, so funny and smart. And I empathize with the dogs. Stop ringing the bell. With that being said, I'm going to give this film 4 1/4 Persians.
Oh.
2 thumbs up.
Nice. Mm.
All right, it's your turn. You sum it all up.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. What do you do, Scott?
I give it.
No. Say like a couple sentences, then give your thing.
Oh, to sum up this lovely film that I had the gracious luck of seeing with Hooman the other night at the Roxy, which is the best theater in the world because it showed his film. To sum it all up, I give it 5 flea treatments. 5 flea treatments.
I thought you were going to do blossoms.
No,
for
I think
the
flea treatments
equinox
is more appropriate, Hooman. Let me do one thing on my own. 5. God, you're such a control freak.
I know.
5. How do you do it? How do you do it in there?
I just slap them down.
Oh, the only way to handle it. 5 slaps. I give 5 down slaps to whom?
Talks to me like a dog. No.
5
down.
Barks. 5 barks. Ruff, 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 ruff. So I give it. Right?
5 out of 5. You give it a perfect score?
Yeah, I loved it.
Is it like the classic Wes Anderson with that super charming weird little lists of things?
Yes. All of it.
Oh God, I love that.
There's like 3 stories going on at once, and he's brilliant in helping you follow it along. And even though the Japanese part, I loved it. I loved hearing something I'd not meant to. I have to figure it out for myself. It's great. Mm. It's great.
I know you're going to see a movie today, Sarah. If you can see this one, if it's out, go see this.
I don't think it's out.
I know, but if it is,
but I don't think it is.
It's not.
You're seeing a film today?
I might. I think I'm going to go see Love, Simon. I know.
Great.
Sounds like a great movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Or not. Or I'll just go home and
I just want to end by saying thank you, Vinny, for the 2.5 extra minutes.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Vinny, thank you.
Vinny.
Okay.
Sarah seems sleepy. I don't know. You seem a bit sleepy.
You all right?
Are you okay?
I get a little overwhelmed in the movie review. No, I'm great.
You looked at your watch like 5 times during the movie.
Well, I have an Apple Watch now, so I have to look and see if I have anything happening on my wrist.
When did you get
that? Nothing happened.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you standing up because it's telling you to stand?
Yeah, I stand.
That
tells me it's like you got to stand up.
During the show, she just starts standing up lately. I'm like, what is she doing? I think it's the watch.
Facebook is watching. Facebook is watching you.
And you know, I actually saw that notification on my watch. Said time to stand. I was like, nah, I'm good. And then you stood up. And I was wondering if it was
time
the same
to stand.
Time.
Why don't you just take your brain and leave it in your car?
I have to hit all my marks.
Oh,
got to get all your walking in there. Close my rings.
You're not difficult enough now. You have that. This is going to be a nightmare. Oh God.
Scott Kapur, everybody, thank you. Yay. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, thank you.
I would like to cut a couple things.
Oh, you got some things to cut for Vinny?
Can you do me a favor and slide this into that one commercial? Theaters.
No. Say
theaters.
Say theaters.
It's getting worse, Vinny.
Theaters.
Say theaters.
Theaters.
Perfect.
Slice that into the commercial,
theaters.
Would you?
I'll send it over to production.
All right.
What was that from? People were commenting on
it's a
text.
Promo talking about Ready Player One.
He's like, just join us in the theater.
Theaters.
Theaters.
We'll be opening in theaters everywhere.
Say it again.
Theaters.
Hers.
Theaters.
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 Say Theod. Theod.
Theaters.
Don't even put the T in. Just say Theod.
Theaters.
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 Do it again.
Theaters.
Oh, that was great.
Can you edit that in,
Bryn? That's the one.
Please.
That's the one to say. All right, great. Listen, thank you.
We've all got words.
Oh, yeah.
Those of you out in your car going, oh my God. If I followed you around all day and made you say stuff,
it's
I'd find one.
We definitely all have words. There's no question. You just have an inordinate amount of them.
Well, I also have people who thrill in nitpicking me to smithereens.
Oh, gee, welcome to that club, Vinny.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. Hey, thank you, Scott Kapuro, for coming in today.
That was fun.
And of course, Hooman, for seeing all the movies this week and doing the movies review. Also, Alicia and Jennifer.
Correct.
They bid on us in the San Anselm's school fundraiser and came in this morning. Thank you so much for the bagel bites.
The nicest
brought in.
People, too.
So nice. I know.
Very
really
sweet.
Sweet girls. We are going to do a secret show.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott Kapuro will be joining us for that. And the next time we say hi to you, it's going to be
Friday!
Wait a minute. It's not Friday yet?
No, not yet. So get through today. Get through the rain. And then the sun will come out tomorrow.
Boy,
see you on Friday.
That is hard to hear.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.